In late March, fans of Tesla's luxury electric cars swarmed its website and stores to reserve the new Model 3. It's a lower-priced design aimed at the mass market. But delivering those cars next year could be a problem. Traditional auto dealers are fighting its plan for new showrooms, including one in Charlotte. WFAE's David Borax reports.
The Tesla Motors Gallery on East Independence Boulevard in Matthews isn't your typical car dealership. There are a few cars on the lot, no lineups of shiny new models along the road, and no pushy salespeople waiting at the door. Inside, it's as quiet as Tesla's electric cars, and you can't actually buy a car there yet. The product specialist, they're not salespeople, said he couldn't be interviewed, but he did tell me the store was all about education, not orders or sales. That's because Tesla doesn't have a dealer's license. You have to go online or visit stores in Raleigh or out of state to buy one. And at least four Charlotte area dealers, Hendrick, Capital, Sonic, and Keffer, want to keep it that way.
This is hearing in the matter of the pending motor vehicle dealer application submitted by manufacturer Tesla Motors.
A few miles down the road this week, Tesla and the dealers duked it out for 2 days in a fluorescent-lit conference room.
The law is very clear of what it says. It says that you would have to determine that there is not an independent dealer available in the relevant market area to serve the Tesla brand in the public interest.
That's Sean Mercer, lawyer for the dealers. He says existing dealers are eager to sell Tesla's cars, or it could be a new dealer. Tesla just can't sell cars itself.
The arguments that they're going to make here should be better made on Jones Street to the General Assembly.
North Carolina isn't alone restricting auto dealer competition. Since the 1950s, nearly 40 states have passed laws that ban or make it difficult for automakers to sell directly to consumers. Direct sales aren't illegal in North Carolina, but new dealerships need DMV permission. If other dealers object, there's a courtroom-style hearing. To approve a new license, the DMV has to determine that existing dealers can't do the job and that the new dealership is in the public interest. 3 years ago, Tesla opened a Raleigh dealership without a hearing. This time around, dealers in the Charlotte area have organized for a fight. It's not just about Tesla and a new technology. It's about what could be a dramatic change in the nation's current auto sales model. Dealers say the current system works just fine, saving money for buyers. Consultant Marianne Keller argued the point at a January forum in Washington, hosted by the Federal Trade Commission.
What promoters of the direct sale model fail to recognize is that same brand dealers vigorously compete with each other for the benefit of consumers.
But the FTC is quietly lobbying for a change. In blog posts and letters to state lawmakers, FTC officials argue that car buyers should be able to choose both the car they want and the way they buy it. Nobody at the FTC was willing to comment for this story. South Carolina lawyer Steve McKelvey agrees with the FTC. He represents automakers in disputes with dealers and also spoke at that January forum.
The problem is the overreaching motor vehicle laws that prohibit the traditional manufacturers from having even the option to respond to consumer demands, market needs, or competition in any way other than through the traditional channels, regardless of the circumstances.
So why do so many states restrict direct sales? You have to look back at the auto industry's early years. Automakers needed local dealers to get their cars to market. Most were mom and pops. They were at a disadvantage during the Great Depression when automakers forced them to buy cars they didn't want to keep production lines running. And there were other frictions. So dealers fought back, relying on their close ties with local lawmakers. They won passage of state dealer protection laws. The rise of e-commerce and the Great Recession a few years ago, not to mention Tesla, have brought new fears, so dealers are fighting change. They think Tesla should let them do the selling. Tesla says they won't sell cars the way it wants, with lessons on how electric vehicles work, no haggling over prices, and no high-pressure sales of upgrades or car loans.
The public interest can only be served by Tesla selling directly to its customers.
That's Tesla's lawyer, Daniel Petrocelli, at the start of this week's hearing. Other than WFAE, no reporters were there. No public comments were allowed, but Leilani Munter of Cornelius was there.
What's happening in there? That is a result of, for the last 100 years, the oil companies and the auto dealers and the internal combustion engine car manufacturers have had absolutely no competition.
She's a race car driver, environmental activist, and a Tesla agitator. She says everyone should own an electric car and calls her Tesla a technological marvel.
It's not like you're having to give up speed and performance in order to drive an electric car. You're getting all of those things. Oh, and by the way, you know, I haven't been to a gas station since September 2013.
For Tesla, this week's legal battle is critical. Since March 31st, nearly 400,000 reservations have come in nationwide for the $35,000 Model 3, a car that won't even be available until sometime next year. Somehow, it has to get all those cars to buyers. It's going to need showrooms like the one in Matthews. The DMV has no timeline for a decision on Tesla's application. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.